问候。
I've missed you.
好，我非常想念你们。
We're going to be talking this morning.
今天早上我们会讲。
We're going to be talking the first couple of services, at any rate, about intimacy with God.
我们这一次特会的前几堂，我们会讲个与神亲近。
And I'm going to be talking about it out of the Song of Solomon.
我会从这个雅歌来谈。
For a lot of men,
对很多男士来说
this subject of intimacy with God is very difficult.
对很多男士来说，这个所谓与神亲近是一个非常困难的题目。
But I think it's quite interesting that the Song of Solomon was written by a man.
但是很有意思的是，雅歌其实是有一位男士写的。
Who hungered for intimacy?
这位男士呢，对于这个亲密的关系呢，有非常大的饥渴。
In fact, the entire Bible was written by men.
事实上，整本圣经呢，也都是由男人写的。
Who hungered for intimacy with the Lord?
这些男人呢，就是对于就说与神的亲密关系呢，心中有一种饥渴。
So I think for those men who wonder if intimacy is really God's choice for them.
所以对于在座那些认为就说亲密关系是不是神所要给你的
？God purposely wrote the Bible.
我要说神是故意来写这本圣经。
Through men.
是故意来用男人来写圣经。
To instruct all men everywhere,
以便呢可以来指导各地的男人
throughout all generations,
也可以指导各世各代的男人
that he alone could satisfy the hunger of the human heart.
他的重点呢是神他自己可以来满足这些饥渴的心
So male or female,
所以不管你是男性还是女性
or adult or child.
不管你是成人还是孩童
Intimacy is something that God desires with you
亲密的关系是神希望跟你之间所拥有的请把那两个灯关掉好吧
Thank you Let's pray
我们一起祷告
Lord we thank you for your presence
主啊我们谢谢你的同在
We thank you that you come and you invite us into your loving, loving presence.
我们谢谢你，你来造访我们，而且你也邀请我们进入你这样有充满爱的同在。
You allow us to come in and taste and see that God is good.
你让我们能够进到你里面，然后来尝到说神真是好。
And you've done that for us again this morning.
而你今天早上再一次让我们能够体会到。
We thank you for your goodness and your kindness toward us, Lord.
主啊，我们对于你对我们的良善，你对我们的恩慈，我们来献上感谢。
We thank you for the glorious revelation of Pentecost.
我们谢谢你使用这个五旬节有这样荣耀的一个显现。
We thank you that in that great outpouring of your Spirit.
我们谢谢你在那一次的那个大大的这个圣灵的倾倒出来的经历中。
There is enough.Power and authority
在那里头有足够的能力跟权柄
to overcome all things
来胜过所有的事情
and enough of your presence
而且在里头有足够你的同在
to enter into all things in God
来能够进到神的所有的事情里头
help us this weekend Lord to develop a greater hunger for you
主啊这个周末帮助我们来创造一个对你更大的饥渴
An opening to a deeper intimacy.
主啊，而且带领我们进到更深的与你亲密的关系。
To understand your ways.
去认识明白你的道路。
And to see you face to face.
而且能够与你面对面看见你。
In your precious name.
靠你宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, turn in your Bibles, please.
请打开你的圣经。
To Song of Solomon.
到雅歌。
Chapter 1:4.
第一章第四节。
Well, let's start at verse 2.
我们从第一章第二节开始。
And go down to verse 4.
好，第一章雅歌，第一章第二节到第四节，神的话这样说：愿他用口与我亲嘴， 因你的爱情比酒更美，你的膏油馨香，你的名如同倒出来的香膏，所以众童女都爱你。愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。王带我进了内室，我们必因你欢喜快乐。我们要称赞你的爱情，胜似称赞美酒。他们爱你是理所当然的。
The Bible expresses to us over and over again.
圣经一而再再而三的对我们来讲。
God's great desire for communion with those whom He created.
神呢，就是对于那些他所创造的，希望有个能够跟他们同在。
I would go beyond even communion and say deep intimacy.
我会说这个其实是不只是同在相交，而且是其实是很深很深的这个亲密的关系。
I would go even deeper than intimacy and say total ownership.
甚至于它不只是很深很深的亲密，而实际上是一个完完全全的拥有。
He longs to possess his people.
他非常渴望去拥有他的子民。
The release of God's power on the day of Pentecost.
在五旬节那一天，神的大能被释放出来。
Pave the way for this opening of the veil in a new dimension.
实际上是为了这个幔子揭开来进入一个新的纪元来铺路。
It was as though God had ripped the veil in the temple in two.
就好像是神在把殿中的幔子撕开，以便进入。
On Passover, the day that the Lord was crucified.
就是在逾越节的那一天，当我们的主被钉十字架那天。
This veil that he rent was the veil between God and man.
这个他撕裂的这个帐子呢，幔子呢，其实是在神跟人之间的一个阻隔。
But yet there remains a veil.
但是呢，虽然撕开了，但是当中实在还是有一个幔子。
The outpouring of Pentecost.
但是在这个五旬节这个圣灵倾倒的那一天。
You might say ripped the veil in two.
你可以说那一天呢，他是把这个幔子呢真正拉成两半。
Between man and God，
这是在人跟神之间的幔子被拉成两半。
So on the day of Passover，
所以在逾越节的那一天
，God made the access to His glory available。
在逾越节的那一天呢，神是使得我们开始有这个资格，有这个办法去亲近他的荣耀。
But on the day of Pentecost,
但实际上到了五旬节的那一天
He gave us the power to enter into that access.
他才给我们这个能力，能使我们能够进到他的荣耀里。
So we see all that God has done.
所以我们看到神所做的这一切的事情。
In providing the sacrificial lamb.
譬如说他为我们提供这个献祭的羔羊。
Placing the call to humanity.
他对我们人类有一个呼召
paving the road
铺平这个道路
making the way where there had not previously been a way
建造这个道路是从前没有道路的地方
and then giving us the ability to enter into the presence of His glory
然后给我们能力以至于靠着这个能力我们能够进到他的荣耀的同在
He's taking care of everything
他是把所有该做的都做了。
All we have to do is move.
我们所需要做的呢，就是行动。
Okay, let's begin at verse 2, please.
我们就再从这个一章二节雅歌。
The Shulamite cries, "Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth."
这位苏拉密女子说，愿他用口与我亲嘴。
Then the Amplified also reads, "She cries, then realizing that Solomon has arrived and has heard her speech."
就说他的圣经上面讲说其实这个苏拉米女子她哭泣是因为她意识到她了解到所罗门已经 来到了
She turns to him and adds
她就把自己转向这个王然后来问他
For your love is better than wine
然后 跟他讲说，哎呀，你的爱情实在比酒更美。
So the Lord has come and He has kissed us.
所以这神呢已经来了，而且他已经来亲吻我们了。
He has touched us with His Spirit.
他用他的灵来触摸我们。
He has awakened us to His love.
他把我们唤醒，是对着他的爱来唤醒。
He has awakened us to the reality of His beauty.
我们对于神的这一个美的这个真实呢，我们醒过来。
He has kissed us.
他吻了我们。
May I ask you a question?
我可以问你一个问题吗？
How many of you have been saved for less than 5 years?
在座有哪些人是得救还不到五年的，请举手。
Raise your hands.How many of you have been saved between 5 and 10 years?
有多少是五年到十年的？
How many of you that are in this room can remember what it was like right after you gave your life to the Lord?
有多少人能够记得，就是说当你刚刚把你自己生命献给主的时候，那时候你感觉是怎么样的？
Did you experience things like I experienced?
你们有没有经历好像我所经历的？
I would go outside and suddenly realize how beautiful the grass was.
我会走到外面，突然间发现说，哎呀，我从来不觉得这今天才看到这个草原来这么漂亮。
It seemed that before I gave my life to the Lord,
好像是我在我把我的生命献给主之前，
I lived in a concrete world.
我好像住在一个钢筋水泥的世界里。
After I gave my life to the Lord,
在我把我的生命献给神之后。
I realized between the concrete was this beautiful grass.
我就发现在钢筋跟水泥之间呢有漂亮的草原。
Flowers everywhere.
到处都有花。
Beautiful trees.
漂亮的树。
The birds were beautiful.
鸟都很漂亮。
You'd look at the mountains. I didn't even notice that we had mountains that surrounded Fresno.
在这之前我根本就没有留意到我在我的家乡是有山环绕的。
After I gave my life to the Lord,
但是当我把我的生命给神了之后，
I was amazed and aghast.
我就是非常惊讶地发现，
that we had beautiful mountains.
哇，我发现我们有很漂亮的山。
I can remember the first time saying to my daughter,
我可以记得我第一次呢对我的女儿说，
Look at those beautiful snow-capped mountains.
你看看那些这个山顶上铺满雪的漂亮的山呢。
She said, Mom, they've been there forever.
她说妈妈在那边一直都在那的。
I said, yeah, but I didn't notice them before. They're beautiful.
跟妈妈说哎呀可是我从前没有注意到他们是这么样的漂亮。
I wanted to experience nature.
我要你去经历这个神创造的自然。
Flowers were so brilliant.
这个花是这样的鲜艳。
Everything was so beautiful.
所有的东西都这么样的漂亮。
I wanted to love people.
我想要去爱人们。
I wanted to touch the hearts of people.
我很希望能够触动别人的心弦。
It seemed like everything that God loved suddenly I loved.
好像突然间所有神所爱的东西我都爱。
Did any of you go through that? Raise your hand if you did.
有没有人经历像这样的感觉？请举你的手。
We were kissed and awakened to Him.
我们是被他所亲吻，而且被他叫醒，是对他醒过来。
I can remember many years ago.
我记得很多年以前。
I was ministering in Hawaii.
我在夏威夷服事。
On the island of Kona.
在 Kona Island 上。
You know, Big Island.
这是一个大的岛。
And I was in a hotel.
我在旅馆中。
They had me way up high.
他们给我一个很高层的房间。
And I was just sitting for a moment, looking out the window.
我就在那个房间里头向窗外看。
At the beautiful coastline.
看到很漂亮的海岸线。
When suddenly,
突然间，
it seemed like something that was elusive.
好像有些东西好像是幻想。
But very beautiful.
但是非常的漂亮。
Disappeared.
就不见了。
And I'm looking at this.What was a beautiful coastline?
我就看了这个应该本来是一个很漂亮的海岸线的。
And it seemed so common.
这个突然间看到好像很平常。
Not beautiful at all.
一点都不漂亮。
I sat and I watched and I wondered.
我坐着我看着我就心里头觉得很奇怪。
Why is this coastline looking so gloomy?
为什么这个海岸线看起来这么样的忧郁？
The sun was still out.
太阳还是在天上啊。
Nothing had really changed.
实在是并没有什么东西改变了。
Yet.
但是。
This beach and the beautiful rock formations.
但是这个沙滩跟这个漂亮的这个岩石。
Had no drawing to me at all.
就对我再也没有这个吸引力了。
It was like someone had colored it over with a gray crayon.
好像有人用灰色的这个粉笔啊，蜡笔在上面涂了一层。
I said to the Lord,
我就对神说，
What happened?
发生什么事情了？
He said to me,
神对我说，
I want you to know what the world would look like without my glory.
我要你知道这个世界如果没有我荣耀的话，就会变成这个样子。
He immediately then restored his glory.
然后他立刻就把他的这个荣耀重新的摆回来。
And everything once again was beautiful.
然后所有东西又变回漂亮的样子。
The Bible says that the glory of the Lord covers the earth.
这圣经说神的荣耀遍满全地。
As the waters cover the sea.
就好像这个水充满洋海。
We don't see it with our visible eyes.
我们常常没有办法用我们这个肉眼可以看见。
But somehow when we entered into the Spirit of the Lord,
但是当我们进入神的灵里头的时候，
through the work of salvation,
靠着这一个救恩的这个工作，
we were given to be able to see the beauty of God's creation.
神就让我们能够看到他创造了这些美丽，
through the eyes of the glory.
是透过这一个荣耀的眼睛。
That's why everything became so beautiful.
那就为什么所有的东西突然间变得非常的美丽。
We weren't seeing it through our carnal eyes.
我们并不是用我们的肉眼这样子看见的。
But we were seeing it through the eyes of the Spirit.
但是我们却实在是透过这个灵的眼睛去看见的。
We were kissed and awakened to the kingdom of God.
这就是说我们被神所亲吻。而且神让我们对他的国度醒过来。
Knowing that we have been awakened,
所以我们现在知道说我们其实已经被叫醒了。
Something new has transpired in our hearts.
所以有一些新的东西在我们这个心里头发生改变。
Suddenly, the one we have been running from all of our lives,
突然间的那一个呢，我们一生想要逃离开他的那一位，
becomes so important.
变成对我们来说这么重要。
The desire to please him.
我们心中有一个渴慕，希望去喜悦他。
The desire to love him.
这个渴慕，希望去爱他。
The desire to be loved by him.
这个渴望，希望被他所爱。
The desire to experience as much of his love as we can.
这个渴慕，希望去尽量去经历他的爱。
And as we grow.
当我们继续成长成熟的时候，
we then desire to carry his love to others.
然后我们就变得希望把他的爱，神的爱带给其他的人。
Because we have realized,
因为我们现在就明白了，
from the moment that he kissed us,
从他亲吻我们的那一刻开始，
that his love is better than wine.
我们就从那一刻就知道他的爱比酒更美。
Before his love,
在他的爱之前，
we want to fill our hearts with everything.
我们要想把我们的心呢用所有其他的东西来填满。
We want to fill our hearts with many material things.
我们要用所有很多物质的东西来填满我们的心。
Or we may want to fill our hearts with being around people all the time.
或者我们希望就是说靠着亲近许许多多的人来填满我们的心。
Some people want to fill their hearts with activities like golf or tennis.
很多人也有些人想要用，譬如说用许多活动，譬如说打高尔夫球、打网球来填满我们的心。
Or surfing or skiing.
或者是去滑雪，或者是去冲浪。
The many, many things that human beings can busy themselves with.
有许许多多的事情啊，我们做人类的人啊，可以用很多的事情使得来占满我们的心。
Some people want to fill their beings, their emptiness with alcohol.
有些人呢，要把他自己里头的那个空虚呢，靠了酒精来解决。
Some want to fill their emptiness with drugs.
有的呢，要靠药呢来填满他的空虚。
But when we've been kissed by the Lord,
但是当我们被神所亲吻到，
we realize that his love is better than wine.
我们就明白到他的爱实在是比酒更美。
The wine of the things of the world,
这个酒呢是世界上的这些事情。
begin to lose their draw, their attraction.
这些世界上的事情东西呢，开始失去他们对我们的吸引跟他们的光芒。
Because we are learning to hunger for His love.
因为我们在学习着怎么样来对神的爱来产生饥渴。
And His love alone.
而且单单要他的爱。
She says, and the odor of your ointments is fragrant.
这个作者说拉米尼子说你的膏油馨香。
Your name is like perfume poured out.
你的名好像这个香水倒出来一样。
I can remember for many years.
我记得很多年前。
I love the Lord so much.
我是这么爱我们的主。
I was young in Him.
我在他里头还很年轻。
I wanted to spend just about all of my waking hours with Him.
我那个时候想说，大概我希望我醒着的时候的每一刻都跟他同在。
And I learned that the Lord had a fragrance.
那时候我就学习到，哦，我的主是有香味的。
I learned that His fragrance was very, very pleasing.
我那时候也学习到说，他的这个香味哈是很讨人令人喜欢的。
I learned that His fragrance would be as flowers.
它的香味会好像花一样。
Sometimes the rose of Sharon.
有时候像沙伦的玫瑰。
Sometimes the lily of the valley.
有时候像谷中的百合花。
Sometimes the fragrance would be like the anointing oil.
有时候它的香味好像是要膏抹它的这个膏油。
Sometimes His fragrance would be like cinnamon.
有时候呢会像 cinnamon 的这样的香味。
Sometimes His fragrance would be like myrrh.
有时候像没药。
Or frankincense.
或者像乳香啊。
And I learned that sometimes these various fragrances of the Lord.
所以我就学到说神有不同的香味。
Would become a message to me.
这不同的香味呢就变成对我来说是个信息。
The odor of His ointments is fragrant.
他的膏抹是透过他的这个香味。
Your name is like perfume poured out.
你的名好像这个香水倾倒出来。
I can remember these times in the past and even in the recent future. I mean in the recent past. Sorry. See, it was my turn.
在很久以前一直到最近，我都有这些的经历。
Sometimes just hearing His name.
有时候就光光只听到他的名字。
You don't know why, but you just start weeping.
你不晓得为什么，但是你听到名字你就开始哭。
Because with that name comes such a presence of love.
因为跟着那个名字哈，你他有一个爱的那个同在就显现。
His name becomes richer than perfume.
他的名字哈是比这个香水哈香料呢还更浓郁。
Then the Bible says, therefore.
因此圣经就这样说
Your maidens love you.
所以你的众童女呢都爱你。
This isn't just referring to women.
这里讲的不是只是指女性。
But it is referring to those who are devoted to the Lord.
而是指那一些呢就是说在神面前敬虔虔诚的人。
There are those who get saved.
是那些被拯救的人。
They love the Lord.
他们爱主。
But they never enter into a devotion of the Lord.
有很多这些被拯救但爱主的人，但他们并没有一个真正对主这个奉献的心。
Therefore, they would not be considered as part of the maidens of the Lord.
所以这些没有真正 devotion 奉献的心的人呢，就不会被称为神的众童女。
But there are those who, when they come to know the Lord,
但是有另一类人呢，是当他们认识神的时候。
It seems as though they go from glory to glory to glory to glory.
他们就好像是不断地从荣耀再进入荣耀里，再进入荣耀里，再进入荣耀里。
Falling ever deeper in love with the Lord.
是不断地、不断地、越来越深地来爱神。
Their lives are devoted to Him.
他们的整个人生、生命呢，是献给他的。
They want to serve Him.
他们要服侍他。
But mostly, they want to know Him.
但是更重要的是他们想要认识他。
And that's what this message is about this morning.
这就是我今天早上的这个信息要讲的中心。
Knowing the Lord.
就是要去认识神。
The outpouring of Pentecost.
在这个五旬节的这个青岛里头
gave us the awesome, awesome privilege
给我们一个不得了不得了的一个特权
of the fire of God coming into our hearts and our lives
那就是神的火呢进入我们的生命里头
creating a way
来创造一条路
for us to truly know the Lord
使我们能够真正的认识他神
So verse 4
所以第四节
says draw me
说吸引我
The Lord helped us understand while he was here on this earth
I'm sorry
The Lord helped us understand while he was here on this earth
While he is
Here on this earth When the Lord was here on this earth He helped us understand
On this earth
On this earth
On this earth I'm sorry
This stuff That's okay
We'll do this当神在世上行走的时候他帮助我们了解
that we could not come to the Father except that he draw us
我们是没有办法去到父那里除非父吸引我们
the maiden says draw me
所以这些童女说吸引我
draw me Lord
主啊吸引我
she is hungering to know him
她是很饥渴的想要认识他
May I share an experience with you that I had several years ago?
在几年前呢，我有这样的一个经历。
It pertains to this part of this text.
是关于跟这段经文有关系的。
I was going to speak to the people that I was ministering to.
我正要对于我要服侍的人要讲话了。
About God's heart regarding the tabernacle.
主题是神的这个心是关于这个神的帐幕的
Well actually I was going to speak about something totally different
其实我本来是准备讲一些完全不一样的事情
But when I got up to minister
但是我站起来要服侍的时候
My heart began to be overwhelmed with this subject
但我的心呢就被这一个主题所充满
This issue of God's heart regarding the tabernacle
就这个主题就是神的心关于神的会幕的
So I asked a very innocent question.
所以我就问了一个相当天真的一个问题。
I asked the people.
我就问人们。
Do you think it pleased the Lord?
你认为你这样会讨神喜悦吗
？To have Moses construct a tabernacle.
你认为摩西建造一个会幕是讨神喜悦吗
？Wherein he would be hidden way back in the back in the Holy of Holies.
然后呢在这个会幕里头呢摩西呢会躲到非常非常非常后面的那个至圣的所在
Back behind the holy place
在那个 圣所的后面
Back behind the open court where the people could come
在这个大家可以来到那个外院的后面
Do you think it pleased the Lord to be way back in the holy of holies?
你认为神被放在这个至圣至圣的后面的后面神心中喜悦吗
So far away from the people
跟人们有这么远的距离
And as I asked that question
所以当我在问这个问题的时候
This lightning bolt came from heaven
这个从天上下来的这个闪电
Shot right into my heart
就直接打进我的心里
And the Lord let me feel his heart
神就让我体会到神的心
I broke into tears.
我就哭泣流泪
Collapsed on the pulpit.
我就在那个讲台上就倒在地上
I was crying so hard I could hardly hold myself up and I couldn't talk.
我很努力，但是我没有办法这个控制我自己，然后我没有办法讲话
What I was feeling.
我当时所感受到的
was God's loneliness.
是神的这个寂寞
He was so lonely.
神是这样的寂寞。
The sadness and the sorrow that was in his heart
在他心里头的这个悲伤跟悲哀
having to be so far away from the people
是因为他跟人们的有这么大的距离所引起来的这个悲伤
he didn't want to be hidden behind a veil
神他不希望把他自己藏在这个布幔后面
the people were in front of the veil
这个人们呢是在这个幔子的前面
God was hidden behind a veil
神呢却是藏在这个幔子的后面
Between God and the people
在神跟人之间
stood an impassable curtain
有一个不可以穿过的这个帘子
that kept them separated
这个帘子呢使得神跟人呢就分开来了
He couldn't reach his arms out and hold the people
因此神就没有办法伸出他的手臂呢来拥抱他的子民。
He couldn't reveal his face to the people.
他没有办法把他的脸呢显现给他的人民看。
He couldn't reveal his heart to the people.
他没有办法把他的心呢显现给他的百姓看。
He couldn't reveal his glory to the people.
他没有办法把他的荣耀来显现给他的百姓。
It seemed as though they were forever in front.
It seemed like they are forever in front.In front.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Keep going.
They were forever out, you know, in the open place.
Okay. 他们好像就是说，永远的必须要在这个外面。
And God was forever hidden away.
然而神呢，好像就必须要永久的呢，被藏在藏起来。
So the result was that God felt great loneliness.
所以结果呢就是变成了就是神呢在他心里头呢觉得非常的孤单寂寞。
Great sadness, great sorrow.
有很大的这个忧伤，很大的这个难过。
Because he missed the people that he created.
因为神呢非常想念这些他所创造的人们。
It would be like getting married.
这就很像结婚。
And sometime after you married,
在你结婚一段时间之后，
Your husband had to go to another country.
你的先生呢，必须要去到另外一个国家。
You weren't allowed to go with him.
你是不能够与他同去的。
But he was forced to go.
但是呢，他就被迫非去不可。
He's gone a week.
他离开了一个礼拜。
You miss him.
你想念他。
He's gone 2 weeks.
他离开了两个礼拜。
You miss him more.
你就更想念他。
He's gone a month.
他离开了一个月。
Now you're feeling very lonely for your husband.
现在你就觉得哦，你非常非常的孤单寂寞，因为你想念你丈夫。
He's gone 6 months.
他这下离开了六个月了。
And you think always how wonderful it would be to be with him.
哦，你常常想，如果能够跟他在一起的话，那真是不知道怎么样的好。
He's gone a year.
他离开了一年。
You start trying to make plans.
他开始做计划了。
And how you can go be with him.
他开始计划说，哎呀，怎么样可以把你带到跟他在一起。
But what if?
但是假如说
After 20 years.
经历了二十年。
You had never been able to see him again.
你却再也没有办法在这二十年当中见过他的面。
How great would be the loneliness.
你看这个孤单寂寞就会变得多么的严重。
Missing the husband that you love so much.
就是说来思念你这么爱的这个丈夫。
You could also equate that to children.
你也可以把这个来比喻来类比好像小孩子。
God has very human feelings.
神其实有非常跟人一样的那个感受。
And those very human feelings were locked behind a veil.
但是神跟这种跟人一样的感受呢，是被锁在这个幔子后面的。
He wanted to draw his people into the holy of holies.
神其实是要把人们呢，就是说吸引进入那个至圣至圣的所在。
But he couldn't because his glory was so great.
但是他做不到，因为他的荣耀是这样的大。
And they didn't have the privilege of the Spirit of God.
而且他们那个时候人们并没有这一个圣灵在他们心中这个特权。
To awaken them and to enable them to bear the glory.
这个圣灵的特权呢，就是要把他们叫醒，以及呢使他们能够承受得住这个神的荣耀。
So he had this unsatisfied longing.
所以神心里头呢有一个这个就是不能得到满足的这种渴慕。
So things continued to be hard for the Lord.
所以这些对神来说都是一些很困难的事情。
I finally quit crying and I began to try to explain to the people what had happened.
所以那天在讲台上，我终于就能够停止我的哭泣，然后开始跟大家解释说刚才发生了什么事。
When he pierced my heart again.
当他再一次来刺穿我的心的时候。
And he said to me.
他对我说。
Do you think that the suffering of the cross was the greatest suffering that the God had ever experienced?
你是不是假设那个在十字架上所受的苦楚是神所承受过最大的痛苦？
I thought for a moment.
我思考了一下子。
Since I have seen the cross and the things that the Lord experienced.
因为我看过这个十字架，我也看过这个亲眼见过那个神所经历的事情。
Many times in the past.
在我的经历中有很多次我看见过。
I thought about seeing him on that cross.
我又回想说我在灵里头看见他在十字架上的情况。
I thought about seeing the physical anguish he was put through.
然后我又回想我曾经看过他所在肉体上所经历过的这个苦楚。
I thought about seeing the emotional and psychological anguish he was put through.
然后我又去思考他所经历过的这个情绪上的以及心理上所经历的这些痛苦。
I thought about seeing the spiritual anguish that he was put through.
我也去思想他所在灵里头所经历的这些痛苦。
And just about the time that I was going to say to the Lord, yes, that was the greatest suffering you've ever endured.
就正当我想完了之后正要回答上帝说上帝是的十字架上确实是你所经历过最大的苦楚
He said to me
神对我说
The cross was not the greatest suffering the Godhead ever endured
神说十字架并不是神所经历过最大的痛苦
The greatest suffering that the Godhead ever endured
神所经历过更大最大的痛苦是什么呢
was being separated from his people.
那就是神与他自己的子民要分开。
He said the cross was a joy.
他说那个十字架对神来说其实是个喜悦。
Because it made a way.
因为他就除去了。
For me to finally and at last.
使得神可以终于而且是最后。
Once again be one with my people.
再一次跟我的人们可以合而为一。
The anguish had come to an end.
这一个痛苦已经结束了。
So she says, draw me.
所以这个苏拉米女子说，吸引我。
The Lord says, I'm drawing you.
神说，我正在吸引你。
So great has been the price over many generations.
在过去这么多的世代付出这么大的代价。
That I might have the privilege of ever drawing you.
以至于我能够有这一个特权能够来吸引你。
Ever wooing you into my presence.
来吸引你呼召你进入我的同在。
The Bible says that deep calls unto deep.
这个圣经告诉我们深渊跟深渊响应。
The deep in God
在神里头的这个深渊
calls to the deep places in us
在对我们里头的深处来呼召
He's calling like an anguished husband
他的呼召好像一个受痛苦的丈夫
like a jealous lover
好像一个充满嫉妒的爱人
He calls with such passionate jealousy
他是用这样的一个充满情感的一个嫉妒来呼召你
To have you come into the place of intimacy
他在邀请你要进入这个与他亲密的地方
That he might reveal himself to you
以至于他能够把他自己来显现给你看
That he might show you his nature and his character
以至于他可以把他自己的本性跟他的性格来显现给你看
He wants to reveal places in himself
That
were reserved only for you.
这些他里头的深处是只是单独为你保留的。
God is very hungry.
神是非常的饥渴。
She says, "Draw me."
啊，这个苏拉米尼是说吸引我。
And the Lord draws.
然后我们的神呢就吸引。
He draws us by the heart.
他就在我们的心里头拉我们。
To develop a hunger for the presence of God.
在我们心里头呢，建立一个对神有一个饥渴。
He draws us in our mind.
他也在我们的思想意念里头来吸引我们。
Putting thoughts in our mind about the presence of God.
在我们的心，我们的思想意念里头放下关于神的这些念头。
He draws us by the things on the earth.
他也要用世上的这个各样的东西来吸引我们。
As we look at the beauty of creation,
当我们看到神所创造世界的美丽的时候
，being his child,
我们作为他的一个孩子
，our next thought goes to,
我们的下一个念头就去到
，what a wonderful God you are,
啊，说你真是一个啊了不起的神
，to make things so beautiful,
你让这些事情创造的这么样的美
，satisfying the need of every living creature.
他要满足所有活着的这个活物的所有的需要。
So God draws.
所以神吸引。
And she says, we will run after you.
然后这苏拉米尼就说我们会追赶你。
And the way we run after him,
我们来跟随他了，快跑跟随他。
Is like Mary of old. Mary of old.You know,
就像古时候的这个玛利亚。
We come and we sit at his feet.
我们来坐在他的脚前。
We let our hearts run and leap for joy in his presence.
我们让我们的心在神的面前就跳跃。
We allow our mind to be captivated by his beauty.
我们让我们的心被他的美全部来抓住。
We allow our soul to be enlarged and purified for his presence.
我们让我们的灵魂在他的同在的时候被他来扩张，被他来清洗干净。
We sit at his feet and we long to hear his voice.
我们坐在他的脚前，我们多么渴望地听见他的声音。
That voice that is sweeter than any other thing on the earth.
这个声音是比在世界上任何其他东西都更甜美。
If you love to hear the birds sing,
如果你要要听到这个鸟的这个歌唱的声音。
Their song depicts, but it cannot compare to the beauty of his voice.
这个鸟的唱出来的声音是有一些美好，但是没有办法跟神声音的甜美来比较。
You hear the sound of the babbling brook.
你听到了那个小溪溪流，那个滚滚清澈小溪的声音。
Running along over the rocks.
在这个石头上面这样跳跃流经过了。
It's a sound that is so peaceful to the heart.
这个小溪流的声音对这个心以后产生非常平静的效果。
It depicts, but it cannot compare to the beauty of his voice.
这些小溪流的声音是有一点代表或者象征神，但是没有办法跟神的声音来比较。
You hear children laughing in the park.
你听到小孩子们在公园里头的笑声。
It seems that there's nothing sweeter than to hear children laugh.
哎呀，好像没有比听到小孩笑声更甜美的声音了。
Don't they have the most contagious laugh?
他们不是真是有这么样具有传染性的笑声吗？
I love to hear a child laugh.
我真是喜欢听到小孩子的笑声。
But never could they ever compare to the beauty of God's laugh.
但是这些笑声是仍然没有办法去跟神的笑声来相提并论。
If you expand your understanding,
如果你能够扩张你的聪明智慧
，and you stretch yourself,
然后你把你自己不断的延伸出去
，to try to relate beautiful things of this earth,
然后去试图去思想这个世界上这些美丽的事情
，to the beauty of his voice,
然后去想他声音的美丽
，you cannot compare it.
是没有办法相比较的。
His voice is so beautiful.
神的声音是这样的美。
I once said,
我有一次曾经这样说,
that if you could hear the beauty of his voice call your name even one time,
如果你能够听到他声音的美好来呼唤你的名字，即使只有一次,
in this lifetime,
在这一生当中,
it would be worth all of the trials you would ever have to go through.
那它的价值就要胜过你一生中所经历所有的试炼的总和。
To live for the Lord,
为主而活。
To hear His voice one time,
为了要在一生当中能够一次听见他的声音。
The songwriter wrote.
The song
writer
writer、
oh, wrote.
这个作者所写的歌。
His voice is so sweet.
他的声音多么甜美
that the birds stop their singing
以至于鸟就不再唱歌了
when you're in heaven
当你在天堂的时候
and the Lord speaks
然后神说话
it seems like all of heaven
好像整个天上
stops for just a moment
就整个就停下片刻
to hear what he's saying
来听神说什么
He may have spoken only to you.
他或许只是单独的对你说话
But all of heaven wants to hear the sound of that lovely voice.
但是整个天上都要停下来想听听看那个美好的声音
Knowing that his words are so important.
而且他们都知道神的话是多么的重要
They want to eavesdrop. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, 他们都想要来偷听。
They want to hear your secrets.
他们想要来听你的秘密。
His voice is so sweet.
他的声音这么的甜。
We will run after you because of the sweetness of your drawing.
我们要来快跑追随你，因为你的甜味这样的吸引我们。
Now, my dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
if hearing his voice is sweet,
如果说听得见神的声音是这样甜美，
how much more wonderful to see his face.
哇，那样看见他的脸，那是更加不知道要美好多少倍。
He has the most beautiful face.
他有这个最美丽的脸。
In all of heaven and in all of earth.
在全天地之间，他的脸最美。
There is none more beautiful than the Lord.
没有任何事情比我们的主更美的。
Not just because of the beauty of his glory.
不只是因为他的这个美是他荣耀所显现的。
But the Lord Jesus Christ is a very nice looking man.
而且我们的耶稣基督是一位非常好看英俊的男士。
But his face isn't beautiful only because he is a handsome man.
他的脸是很漂亮，不只是因为他是个英俊的男士。
It isn't beautiful only because of his glory.
他的脸好看不只是因为他的荣耀。
But you have never seen love like you see in the eyes of the Lord.
而是因为你从来没有看见过什么叫做爱，好像你在神的眼中所见到那个爱一样。
I used to try to explain to people.
我有时候尝试的跟人们这样说明。
That when you look into the Lord's eyes.
所以当你看进神的眼睛里头的时候。
His eyes look like liquid pools of love.
他的眼睛看起来像是一池爱的这个液体。
And because his eyes were blue,
因为他的这个眼睛里头是蓝色的。
You could look into his eyes like you were looking into the oceans of the earth.
所以你可以看进他的这个眼神，就好像你看进地球上面的海洋一样。
And as you looked into his eyes,
所以当你看进去他的那个眼睛的时候，
You would see eternal pools of liquid love.
你就会看到一种属于永恒性质的一大池的爱。
So for many, many years,
所以有很多很多年来，
When the Lord would come to me,
神会常常来到我来找我。
He would come to me looking like a, you might say, fair-skinned, although still olive-complected.
他看起来他的这个皮肤虽然仍然是浅褐色，但是看起来也蛮白的。
Jewish man,
犹太的男人
，with honey brown hair,
有这个好像蜂蜜的这个颜色的漂亮的那个咖啡色头发
，kind of natural wavy,
很自然卷
，and blue eyes.
还有蓝色的瞳孔 眼珠
But
但是
About a year and a half ago
大概一年半以前
When he began to appear to me
一年半以前他开始这样子来对我显现
He carried a new look
哎呀他有一个新的那个形象样子
Now he comes to me
现在他 来的时候
His complexion is much darker like an Arab.
他的那个脸色就比较像阿拉伯比较人比较深的颜色。
His hair is very dark brown.
他的那个头发呢是非常深色的咖啡。
And his eyes are brown.
然后他的那个那个眼睛呢变成是褐色的。
And no, he didn't go out and buy colored contact lenses.
不是说他戴了那个有颜色的那个隐形眼镜啊。
I asked the Lord.
所以说我就问神啊。
Why have you changed your appearance to me?
但为什么你的外表就是要改变一个形象呢？
I liked your blue eyes.
我喜欢你那个蓝色的眼睛啊。
I liked your nice complexion.
我喜欢你这个脸上那个样子。
I liked your honey brown hair.
我喜欢你那个比较浅的那个像蜂蜜一样的。
I had grown very familiar with these things.
你知道我已经这些年来我就变得非常习惯你这个样子了。
He said, I am reaching out in this hour.
但是神说我在这一个时刻我要去接触。
To my brown-eyed people throughout the earth.
我要去接触在地球上面那些有咖啡色、褐色眼睛的那个的人们。
This is the hour.
这个时刻。
For my darker-complected people.
是为神说是为了他那些比较深颜、深色肤色的子民。
Brown-eyed.
是咖啡色的这个眼珠。
Dark-haired.
是深色的头发。
He said, I have a vast amount of people.
我有非常大群的这个人们。
Spanning the Middle East.
是横跨在中东的。
Spanning the East.
是在东方的里头的。
And now throughout the entire earth.
然后现在是布满整个地球的。
Who bear these features.
他们是有这样的一个外表的形象。
And this is the hour.
这是就是那个时刻。
That I am going to awaken people groups.
这个时候我要来唤醒这些族群们。
With these features.
这些有这种
形象的族群。As never before in history.
好像在历史从前从来没有发生过的。
So I have come to identify with them.
所以我就变成跟他们来认同。
And this is the way I'll be coming to you from now on.
神说这就是我从今以后我要用这个形象来对你显现。
So his eyes didn't look like brown oceans.
他的眼珠并看起来不像咖啡色的海洋。
But even in those dark brown eyes,
但是即使在那些深褐色、咖啡色的眼珠里头
，the love that emanates，
那他这里头所显现出来的爱
，makes you feel like you are the most important person in the entire earth，
让你觉得你是这个全地上最重要的那一个人。
His beauty is incomparable。
他的美啊是没有可以跟他相提并论的。
To see his face even one time in this life,
在我们一生当中能够见他的面一次
would be worth walking through 100 deserts to see it.
会比我们要经过100个旷野都要值得。
So the Shulamite says,
所以这个苏拉米女子这样说
，As you draw me,
你吸引我
，I will run after you.
我就会快跑跟随你。
God is calling us to run after him.
神就是呼召我们要来跟随他。
He wants us to be like Mary.
他要我们好像这个玛利亚一样。
Martha is busy about so many things.
马大在忙许许多多的事情。
And they were all good things.
那些都是好事啊。
They were all needful things.
也都是很有需要的事情。
But Martha was sacrificing the best.
但是马大呢却在牺牲那个最好的。
She was yielding to tradition.
她是马大呢，就是对于就是跟随传统
，rather than to the living Christ who was in her home.
而不去跟随马大跟随传统，而不是去跟随那个坐在他家里的那一个又真又活的基督。
Jesus loved Martha.
耶稣爱马大
，but he had a special relationship with Mary.
但是耶稣却跟玛利亚有一个特别的关系。
Because Mary didn't care about traditions.
因为玛利亚她不是太去在乎那个传统。
The living Lord was sitting in her living room.
你知道那个活的主就坐在她家的这个房间里。
And she wasn't going to pass up an opportunity to sit at his feet.
她是绝对不要错过这个坐在主耶稣这个脚前的机会。
To look into that beautiful face.
以至于玛利亚能够看那个耶稣美丽的脸
to hear the words of his mouth
能够从耶稣的嘴里头来听他讲的话
to experience the life that was coming from him into her
来经历能够从耶稣里头所出来的生命然后进入玛利亚的里头
there sitting at his feet
在那里他坐在他的脚前
her heart was running after him
他的心实在是在跟随他
that's what the Lord wants from us
这就是神对我们所要的
Not just Mary's
不只是女性的玛利亚
But Joseph's
而且也要男性的这个约瑟们
Not just the women in the body
不只是在教会里头的女士们
But the men in the body
也包括在座的所有的男士们
He wants the men to come in and hunger for him as Mary did
神要男人来弟兄们来饥渴他就像主耶稣脚前的玛利亚一样
And this is what he'll do if you will do the first part
假如你肯做第一部分的话，那神就会做下面这一步。
Says the king brings me into his apartments.
他这个是下面一步说，王带我进入他的内室。
People say to me,
人们这样对我说
，You have such a wonderful walk with the Lord.
哎呀，你跟与神同行，你的与神同行真是好。
He says such awesome things to you.
神对你说这么样这个不得了的事情。
He reveals himself to you. You get to see him.
Wow, 神把他自己显现给你，你可以看见他耶。
You get to hear his voice.
你可以听到他的声音。
But that's not for everyone.
但是不是每一个人都可以这样的。
Even some prophets will tell me.
甚至有一些有先知恩赐的人会跟我说。
The way you walk with God.
你与神同行的这个方式。
Is not for everyone.
不是每一个人都可以得着的。
Do you believe that?
你认为是这样吗？
I hope not.
我希望你们不要这样想。
Because the Bible says,
因为圣经这样说，
when we run after him,
当我们追赶他的时候，
he will bring us into his apartments.
他会带我们进入他的内室。
The Bible says,
圣经说，
if we will obey him,
如果我们来顺服神，
he will manifest himself to us.
他就会把他来向我们把他自己向我们来显现。
The Bible says,
圣经这样说，
If we love him,
如果我们爱神的话，
He will reveal himself to us.
他就会把他自己来显现给我们看。
So,
因此，
The Lord spoke to me many years ago.
神在多年以前就对我说，
He said, Would you like to know why I have given you this kind of walk?
神就 问我说，你要知道我为什么给你这样 这种与神同行的方式吗？
I said yes.
哦，我说是啊是啊。
He said to me,
神就对我说，
To make my people jealous.
那目的是为了使我的子民来产生嫉妒。
I said what?
我说什么？
To make your people jealous?
使你的子民嫉妒。
I don't like that, Lord.
神啊，我不喜欢这样。
He looked at me kind of puzzled.
神就看到我就有点困惑。
I said, but when people are jealous, they're not very nice.
我说神啊，当别人嫉妒我的时候，他实在是他们有时候对我就不会太好。
He said, but I want to ignite jealousy in my people's heart.
但是神说神要在他的子民的心里头来点燃这个嫉妒的火。
For my presence, the way you were jealous.
For my presence.
Presence.
因为
person.
因为我的人们会因为我与你的同在而产生嫉妒。
You did great.
Thank you.
I want to make them jealous for my presence the way you are.
神说我要用你跟我同行的方式呢，使得其他人来产生嫉妒。
Now listen very carefully to what I'm going to say.
各位啊，请留心听我现在要跟接着下来讲的话。
He said to me,
神对我说，
Nita, I will give anyone who will this kind of walk with me.
神说我要给任何一个想要这样与神同行的人。
Anyone who will can have this kind of walk with me.
任何一个想要的都能得到跟你一样的这种与神同行的这个状况。
That means that you can have a walk with the Lord.
那意思就是说你跟神的同行可以达到这个境界。
Where you can hear his voice at the most unexpected times.
就是说你可以在最不没有预料的时候，你忽然就听到他的声音。
I'm not talking about hearing his voice like a whisper inside.
我的意思是说，不是说好像有人在那里头有一个轻声细语哈。
Or like some Christians do when they say, "Well, the Lord said to me."
也不像有很多基督徒有时候他说啊，这个神这样说。
The Lord told me.
啊，神告诉我。
When the Lord didn't said and he didn't tell.
其实那个他们讲的是，其实那个神并没有对他们说，也是并没有开口。
But he kind of put an intuitive knowing in their hearts.
那些人讲的是说那种好像那种直觉式的那个意念哈，了解哈，在我的心里头。
To understand one thing or another.
以至于他们可以了解这一件事情或了解另外一件事情。
I'm not talking about hearing his voice like that. That too is important.
那种方式固然重要，但是我现在跟你们讲的不是指那种方式。
But.
但是。
I'm talking about hearing his voice like a sweet whisper falling on your ears, like a friend talking to a friend.
而我所指的呢，是有一个有好像有一个啊美丽的声音，轻轻的讲在我的耳朵里头，好像一个朋友正在跟另外一个朋友说话那样子。
I'm talking about entering into prayer.
我现在所讲的是说你进入这样的一个祷告。
You have something on your mind.
在你的心里呢，有一点这样的负担。
And either he suddenly comes to you,
或者呢，就是说神突然间呢就向你显现。
Or he takes you to him.
或者神把我们呢就带到神那里去。
You see, God wants to have that kind of walk with every one of us.
你知道神希望跟我们里头的在座的每一位都是这样的一个同行的方式。
The kind of walk that he had with Adam.
那个同行的方式就是他神跟亚当同行的方式。
Before Adam fell.
也就是说在亚当跌倒之前的那个方式。
Now what did the Bible say?
圣经怎么说呢？
It said that the Lord would come and walk with him when?
圣经说神呢会来在什么时候跟亚当同行？
During the cool of the day.
在这个起凉风的时候。
Every single day during the cool of the day.
是每一天当这个气温开始变凉的那个时候。
The Lord Jesus would appear to Adam.
这个我们的主耶稣就会向亚当来显现。
And they would walk through the garden.
然后他们就在花园里头呢就一起散步。
And God would explain and share and give understanding of many things.
然后神呢就会跟他解释呢来跟他分享呢使得亚当能够明白许多的事情。
How many of you would like to walk with the Lord like that?
有多少位愿意举手你说你希望跟神是这样的一起来同行。
I met a woman once.
我遇见过有一位女士
She was very elderly.
她年纪很大了
She told me about the days when she was very young.
她告诉我当这位女士她年轻的时候
She'd given her life to the Lord.
这位女士呢就是说她把她的整个人生呢献给神
And she was called to preach.
然后呢神就呼召她呢去讲道
But she couldn't read.
但是她呢没有办法读
She was illiterate.
她是不识字的
So she was very concerned about answering this call to ministry.
所以这位女士呢就非常担心说她怎么样能回应叫她去讲道的这个呼召呢
This call to preach the Bible.
这个她被呼召去来宣讲这个圣经
When she couldn't even read the Bible.
当时她甚至她根本没有办法读圣经不会不识字
So she was in prayer one day.
所以她有一天在祷告当中的时候
Calling out on the Lord,
他就呼求主
saying to him, "How am I going to preach your word when I can't even read it?"
他就跟神求告说：“主啊，主啊，我怎么可能来传讲你的话语？当我其实我连读都没办法读呢？”
And the Lord appeared to her.
然后神呢就来向他显现。
He said, "I will come every day."
神跟他说：“我每一天都会来。”
And I will teach you my word.
神说：“我会。”教导你我的话语
so that you can preach my word
以至于你能够来宣讲我的话语
I will come every day
神说他每天都会来
until I have sufficiently taught you my word
一直到我已经充分的来把我的话语教导给你的
those visits lasted for a couple of years
神对他的造访呢一直持续了一两年
every day the Lord would appear to her
每一天神都来向他显现
And take her off into a quiet place.
然后把她带到一个安静的地方。
And he would teach her his word.
然后神呢就会把神的话语来教给这位姐妹。
Why would he do that for one and not for another?
你能够想象神为什么对一个人要这样做，而不会去对另外一个人这样做吗？
Why would the Lord send angels to one and not to another?
神为什么会只把天使送给某一个人，而不送给其他人呢？
May I tell you another story?
我可不可以告诉你再另外一个故事?
Do we have time?
我们有时间吗? Yes.
I went for a walk in Northern California.
我在北加州有一天去散步。
In a park that had two mountain lions.
在一个公园里头呢，有两只这个野的这个狮子。
It's kind of up in the mountains just north of Sacramento.
就是在这个沙加缅度市以北的这个郊区里头
They have this huge sign right in front of the park
在这个公园的门口呢就有一个非常大的这个告示牌
Not to walk in this park beyond dusk
就是说在黄昏之后呢，不要在这个公园里头散步。
Because these mountain lions have attacked and killed two people.
因为在这个公园里头呢，有这个山狮呢，就是野生的狮子呢，已经杀死过两个人。
So everyone that lives in that area.
所以住在那个地区的人
knows to walk in the park during the day.
每一个人都知道呢，是要在白天的时候呢，在这个公园里头行走。
I read the sign.
我读过这个警告牌。
I knew that too.
我也知道。
So I started on my walk.
但是我仍然就开始我的散步。
But I took a wrong turn.
但是呢，我一不小心呢，转错弯了。
I thought I had about 45 minutes to get back out of the park.
我以为我大概估计有45分钟呢，我就能够从这个公园里走出来。
So that I would still be safe.
而且呢，我应该还会安全。
Well, an hour had gone by.
但是呢，一下子就过了一个钟头。
And I was lost.
我就完全迷路了。
I was totally lost.
我是完全迷路了。
I had no idea how to get back out of the park.
我完全不知道要怎么样能够走出这个公园。
And it was starting to turn to night.
而且这个天呢就开始变成这个晚上。
I continue walking.
我就继续的行走。
It's getting darker.
越来越黑。
And every time I would hear a twig snap.
我每一次我听到一个一个树枝这样这个折断的声音
I would jump
我就会跳起来
I just knew that there was a lurking mountain lion
我就知道那边有一只这个野生的狮子
I told the Lord that I was so sorry for making the wrong turn
我就跟神说神啊我真是抱歉我转错了一个弯
But don't let me die at the hands of a mountain lion
哎呀不要让我在这个山野生的山狮的这个掌上来死掉
I was getting so nervous and so scared.
我就变成非常的紧张，非常的害怕。
I said, Lord, do something, like make it stay lighter for longer or something.
哎，我说主啊，你赶快做一点事情啊，譬如说让这个太阳晚点下山或怎么样。
When suddenly I smelled this beautiful fragrance.
可是我突然间我就闻到这一个，哇，美好的香味。
It was the fragrance of roses.
是玫瑰花的香味。
I looked around trying to find out where the roses were.
我就四周看，就看看哪里来的这个玫瑰花。
No roses.
我身边没有玫瑰花。
I said, Lord, that fragrance, it's you.
我说主啊，那个香味那就是你咯。
And immediately the angel of the Lord appeared.
然后马上神的天使就在我面前出现。
I was totally surprised.
我完全这个意外。
I said, that fragrance is you.
我说哇、wow, 主啊那个香味是你。
He said, I have come to lead you out of the park.
他说我来是要带领你走出这个公园。
That no harm will come to you tonight.
今天晚上你不会受到伤害。
By the time we reached the mouth of the park,
当我们走到这一个公园的出口处
it was totally dark.
也是完全的漆黑。
But the angel provided just enough light.
但是这个天使呢提供了足够的亮光
that I could easily follow him to go back to where I needed to go.
以至于我能够走上我该去的路。
When we got out of the park and back into the subdivision,
当我们能够离开这个公园，然后重新回到这个住宅区
he was suddenly gone.
然后这个天使突然间就不见了。
I didn't even have an opportunity to say thank you.
我连说谢谢他的机会都没有。
He was just gone.
他就是不见了。
Why would God do that for one and not for any?
神为什么会只对一个人做这样而不对所有人做吗?
God will reveal heaven to those who will wait.
神会把天上来显现给任何一位他愿意等任何一位那些愿意等候的人。
He will reveal the beauty and the vastness of his kingdom.
神会把他的这个美丽跟他的这个国度里头的宏伟
To those who will come and sit at his feet.
给那一些愿意来坐在他脚前的人看见。
When it says that the king will bring us into his apartments,
当这个圣经说这个王会带你进入他的内室。
What it means is that the king will reveal his beautiful faces to us.
那个意思哈是说那个王呢会把他那个美丽的这一个面容来显现给我们看。
May I tell you another story?
我跟你再讲一个故事。
One more?
最后一个。
I was having Shabbat.
我正在这个有这个 Shabbat. That means I don't know what that is. Is that English?
No, that's Hebrew.
Hebrew. Hebrew. Yeah, I thought it was Hebrew, right. 是希伯来文吧？显然。
So, I was having Shabbat with a friend.
他正在跟一个朋友正在在 Shabbat 的时候。
That's the way Jewish Christians have communion.
啊，那就是犹太裔的基督徒他们这个领圣餐的意思。
Okay, everyone knows and understands now. Okay.
Yeah, Shabbat.
So Shabbat. So I was having Shabbat with a friend.
所以我正在跟我的这个朋友呢一起呢领圣餐。
And we were just taking a moment to worship the Lord.
我们正在花一点的时间呢来敬拜我们的神。
We were worshiping Him before we were going to have communion.
是啊，在我们领圣餐之前呢，我们是要先来敬拜他的。
When suddenly I opened my eyes and I saw this little hand stretch across my peripheral view.
我突然在我的这个眼角的这个边缘呢，看到有一个小小的这个手这样这个伸出来。
And I thought, when did a child come in the room?
我说什么时候有一个小孩跑到我们房间里头来了。
So I followed the hand up the arm.
所以我就顺着这个小手呢，看他的这个手臂。
And I saw attached to the arm a little body.
然后我就看到手臂的后面呢，有一个小小的这个身体。
Of a child about 6 years of age.
有一个小孩呢，大概只有六岁。
And I knew immediately, I recognized it was the Lord.
我马上就认出来，哎呦，那个就是神。
He had come to me as a little child.
神呢，就用一个小朋友的这个一个形象呢，来向我显现。
Now I know all of you think he was going to try to give me a message, right?
我想你们都可以猜到哈，他大概是要给我一个什么样的信息。
You know, about humbling yourself like a little child.
也比如说，就说好像一个小孩子一样要谦卑，对不对？
No.
不是这样。
I said to him, Lord.
我对他说，主啊。
It was a strange thing calling the six-year-old child Lord.
哎，你对一个六岁的小孩子叫他主，好像蛮特别的。
I said, Lord.
我说主啊。
You're here.
Oh, 你来了。
He said, yes.
他说是的，我来了。
He said, Shabbat has always been my favorite time of the week.
他说你们做 Shabbat 的时候呢，是我每一个礼拜我最喜欢的时候。
I said, why?
为什么呢？
He said, because it's time with family before the Father.
他就说这个是全家团聚在父亲面前团聚的时候。
And then he disappeared.
然后他就离开了。
We went on and continued working through our communion.
于是我们就继续我们的这个圣餐，我们的这个交通。
When I heard footsteps coming across the floor.
然后我就听到那个脚步声哈，就在这个地板上走过来。
Now this little robe that the six-year-old had on.
这个 robe.
Robe.
他这个六岁的这个小孩穿了一个小的袍子。
Was like Joseph wore back in the Old Testament.
就很像旧约的时候约瑟所穿的那个袍子。
You know, the robe of many colors.
就是那个七彩彩色的袍子，彩衣。
So I hear these footsteps coming across the floor.
我就听到这个脚步声呢，就是在这个房间中走过来。
I opened my eyes.
我打开我的眼睛。
And it was the Lord, a full-grown man.
然后我就看到我们的神呢，但这次是一个成人。
He comes and he sits down between my friend and myself.
然后他就坐在我的朋友跟我的中间。
By now, I'm almost giggling.
这个时候我就忍不住要笑出来了。
Because it was a shock to see him as a six-year-old.
你知道，就是刚不久之前看他是一个六岁的小孩，对我来说是很惊讶。
And now another surprise, he's coming back again as a man.
然后他就给我第二个惊喜呢，他就成为一个成人的，就是回来坐在我们中间。
I said, Lord.
我说主啊。
You're here.
你来了。
He said, yes.
啊，是的。
Shabbat. Has always been my favorite time of the week.
他说 ，Shabbat 一直是我向来是我一周当中最喜欢的一段时间。
And it still is.
而且它仍然是。
I said why?
我说为什么
？He said because it's time with the family before the Father.
他说因为这是全家团聚在父亲面前团聚的时候。
So when we come together.
所以当我们团聚的时候
and we share communion,
然后我们在一起领圣餐的时候
and we take time worshiping the Lord together,
然后我们用时间来在一起来敬拜我们的神的时候
whether it's Monday,
不管是礼拜一
Tuesday,
星期二
Thursday,
星期三,
Friday,
星期五,
Saturday,
礼拜六,
or Sunday,
或者是主日,
it's still his favorite time of the week.
但都是在一周当中神最喜欢的那一段时刻。
He loves to be with the family.
他非常喜欢跟家人在一起。
Before the Father.
在父亲的面前。
So this is one of the apartments that the Lord led me into during this time of communion.
就是这个是一个例子，就是就当我们在一起领圣餐的时候，神带我进入的一种内室。
And many such apartments he will lead you into as you take time and wait at his feet.
当你花时间在他的脚前等候的时候，神会带你去许许多多诸如此类的这样的一个内室。
The Bible says we will be glad and rejoice in you.
圣经说我们会非常高兴，而且我们非常快乐在你里面。
You can imagine how much I rejoice in him when I have experiences like this.
你可以想象，就说当我有这样经历的时候，我是多么的快乐在他里面。
That's his desire, is to help us rejoice in him.
那就是神心中所愿的，他是希望帮助我们在他里头来欢喜快乐。
To be glad when we recall.
就是让我神希望我们就被他呼召被他吸引的时候，我们很开心。
That we have been favored with His love.
我们是他爱里头所特别喜欢的。
More fragrant than wine.
是比这个酒还要更香。
The Lord never designed that Christianity would be boring.
神从来没有设计说这个基督教的生活是会很枯燥无聊的。
Nor did he ever plan that we would have to have big parties.
他从来没有规划说我们一定要有大的集会。
Plan huge events.
没有说这个要计划我们要有巨型的这个聚会。
To please our flesh.
用这种事情来满足我们的肉体。
So that we can say we're happy being Christians.
因此我们有这些那些大聚会，然后我们说，哎呀，我们真是高兴，我们是基督徒。
That's not his idea of happiness.
这些都不是神对于这个快乐的那个定义。
The Lord's idea.
神对于这个快乐的这个想法。
Is to bring you into a place.
他是要我们把我们带到一个地方。
Where he can share with you, reveal to you.
在这个地方呢，他就可以跟我们分享，他可以为我们来显示。
The awesome and extraordinary things of the kingdom.
是一些不得了的、不同寻常的神国度里的事情。
So that we can learn to walk with him like he walked with the Father.
以至于我们看过了之后，我们就懂得如何来跟随他，与他同行，好像耶稣基督与天父同行一样。
How many of you remember Philip? In the New Testament,
你们多少人能够记得在新约里头的腓力
？He had an extraordinary experience.
他有一个不同寻常的经历。
One day he was walking along the street.
有一天他正在这个街上行走的时候。
The next thing he knows, in the blink of an eye,
突然一眨眼之间
，he's out in the desert.
他就被提到那个沙漠里头去了。
Did he suddenly sprout rings?
他就非常惊讶吗？
No, the Spirit carried him out to the desert.
不是，是那个神的圣灵把他带到那个
In the blink of an eye.
在一眨眼之间，他就被带到那里去了。
Because the eunuch was so important.
因为那个太监是多么的重要。
Well, he was important to the Lord.
是的，这个太监对神来说非常重要。
But he could have chosen anyone to do that.
但是呢，你要知道，神是可以选择任何一个人去做这个事情的。
He could have said to Peter, "I've got a eunuch that is going to be coming through the desert in 2 days."
他譬如说，他可以，神可以对彼得说，哎呀，我有一个这个太监，两天之后要经过这个沙漠。
So I want you to start walking now.
所以彼得，我现在叫你说开始走，我朝那边去。
So you can meet him at the appointed hour.
所以在我所预定的时间的来临的时候，你就可以走到那里。
But the Lord thought it would be really fun to record in the Bible.
但是呢，神会觉得这个是非常有趣的，以至于在圣经可以这样记载。
That he has travel that is better than jet travel.
腓力呢，比坐喷射机还要那个更好的一个旅行。
So one minute, Philip is in town.
所以上一分钟呢，腓力呢还在城里。
The next minute, he's in the desert.
下一分钟呢，他就被提到那个沙漠里去了。
The Lord determined that salvation would be an exciting path of experiencing God.
神是早已经定义了说这个你的救恩呢是一种充满惊喜的这一种经历是一种充满惊喜的经历神的过程
Breaking through the natural and into the supernatural life with Christ
是要从这所谓的正常里头来挣脱呢要进入与神同在的一种超乎自然的一个生命
Many, many years ago,
很多年前,
and I'll close with this story, many years ago,
我最后用这个来结束, 多年以前,
I was ministering in Los Angeles.
我在, 洛杉矶来服侍,
at a very large church down there that was close to Disneyland.
在那个迪士尼乐园附近啊，有一个蛮大的一个教会。
And someone came up to me.
有人呢来找我。
And said, I want you to meet this incredible woman.
这个人就跟我说我希望你来见 一个非常了不起的一个女人
I said what's so incredible about her
我说这位女士是怎么样的一个了不起法
They said see that whole section of people over there
你看到没有 那后面的整一块那边的人
You know they're all Chinese
你知道那一批人全部都是中国人
I said yes
Yeah 我是啊
She said that whole section are her converts
我说那一块那整片人都是他为向他们传福音的。
I thought, well, that's great. She has a tremendous gift of evangelism.
我说好极了，她有一个这个传福音的恩赐。
She said, if that's all, the only reason I wanted you to meet her, that wouldn't be enough.
她对的，这就是我要你这个跟她我介绍你认识她的原因。
But this woman takes regular trips.
她因为这位女士呢，就经常这样旅行。
To Asia.
去亚洲。
To preach the gospel at the Buddhist temples.
就是他惯着就是经常的到一个佛教的庙里头去传福音。
I said, so she has a missionary heart.
Oh, 所以她有一个宣教的心。
They said, no, you don't understand.
我那朋友说不，你还不清楚。
I said, what don't I understand?
我说什么意思？我不明白什么。
They said, the Lord comes and gets her.Takes her by the hand, and the next moment she's in Asia.
Oh, 他说那个人跟我说你不明白，事实上是这样子，是神来到这一位女士身边，然后抓住她的手，然后下一分钟她就去到那个佛教的庙里去了。
And she is standing on the steps of a Buddhist temple.
然后神就把她提起来，然后放到一个庙宇的那个台阶上。
She's been taken there.
她就被带去那里。
To preach until he comes back to get her.
就放在那里让他一直传福音，一直到神回来把他带回来。
I said, so is her name Filipina?
我说她的名字是不是叫 Filipina?
You know, female version of Philip.
意思就是女性的这个腓力，女腓力。
God intended that Christianity would be exciting.
你知道在神的计划里头啊，这个基督徒的生活是应该非常这个令人兴奋的。
Supernatural
是超乎平常的。
If we're not living in the supernatural,
如果我们不是活在这个超自然里头
，we're not living in the fullness that He ordained for us.
那我们就没有住在他所要给我们的这个就完全的那个层次里。
But the Bible says that in the there was a former rain.
Earlier.
And then the day would come that there would be the combination of the early rain and the latter rain.
Okay. 圣经说有从前的时候，然后从前的世代，然后呢，将来会有一个时间出现是有从前的跟后来的世代在一起的。
It would be a second outpouring of Pentecost.
那个指的是第二次的这个五旬节的降临。
And we're right on the threshold of that time.
我们就正在这一个这个时期的门槛上了。
And at this time of Pentecost,
在今天这一个五旬节的时候
we're going to see greater miracles than they saw in the first Pentecost.
在这一个第二次的五旬节降临的这个门槛的时候，我们会看到比第一次五旬节更大的这个神迹奇事。
Life as a Christian will be more extraordinary this time than it was then.
基督徒的生活在这一次会比上一次更加的超乎寻常。
So this is the time to prepare.
所以现在呢是一个要预备的时候。
Because we are already being called to the table to dine.
我们因为我们都被呼召要来到神的宴席与他一起来同坐席。
It is that close.
是这样的一个接近了。
So prepare.
所以要准备好。
Ready your hearts.
预备你的心。
Begin to believe for the supernatural.
开始来相信这些超乎超自然的。
Get to know His word.
要真的去熟悉他的话语。
Spend time in prayer.
花时间来祷告。
So that when He wants to take you and transfigure you or transfer you.
所以以至于当他要来抓住你的手，要来改变你，或者是要来把你提到什么地方去的时候，
You will be ready and able to go.
那个时候你应该是已经是准备好，而且是能够走。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, that was a good amen.
那是个好的 amen.
Okay, we're going to close for now, and we'll talk more later.
我们就暂时到这里，我们还会再说更多的。
You going to get ready for Pentecost?
你们预备好五旬节了吗？
Bless you.
祝福你们。
我们唱这个真爱，唱完以后我们做个祷告哈。正是我们所祷告，我们渴望第一次的五旬节，在圣经里讲的第一次五旬节临到我们这一次的五旬节特会，带我们进入他的那个真实那么荣耀的同在里，以至于我们常常行走在神荣耀的全能里面。好，我们一起来唱这首诗歌。 望这个真实的五旬节临到我的身上了，你可以来到前面。真实的五旬节就是耶稣跟我们变得那么真实，让我们进入那个真神的里面来活，真神也在我们的里面，在我们的生活中来活。这就是真实的基督教，正常的基督教生活，正常的基督徒生活，不是那样的。就像他说，不是一个枯燥的，不是一些宗教的活动而已，而是我真的活在他的同在里，是那么兴奋，那么真实。你愿意说，主啊，这个五旬节你一定要把我带入这样的生活的，你可以来前面，你可以来前面。我不要再过一个基督教的生活，我要真实的成为在一个活在基督里的生活，一个真实的活在基督的同在，那么真实，那么兴奋，那么甜美，那么有意义的生活。你可以来前面，前面我们再唱第二节。
我生我心非常和睦你，我只想跟着你来爱你，你是我唯一的挚爱，给我爱更真实，让我体会你爱的气氛，让我被你拥抱，让我吸入你心上气息，让我见你的容颜，愿你来吸引。